This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
And welcome back to Trivia Friday. It is Friday, June 20th, the first day of summer. Ed Vitagliano, J.J. Jasper, and Bert Harper, we're here to make you, our students, smarterer, betterer, and awesomer. Hey, J.J., before we get back to and reset our questions, you got travel plans in terms of speaking engagements?
I do. This one's a little ways out, but just give people a heads up. Thursday evening, September the 18th, I'm going to be in Alexandria, Louisiana, Pregnancy Resource Center, Sinla Pregnancy Center. They actually have three locations, two in Louisiana and one on the border there of Mississippi, only 8 years old. But they have, not only do they greet the women that come in there that are frightened and are abortion-minded, they stay with the child till the child's 2 years old. But wow. A very comprehensive ministry. Again, 8-year anniversary, and here they've got three different centers, and they're doing amazing work. That's September the 18th, Thursday evening, September the 18th, Randolph Riverfront Center, and it's a ticketed event, so maybe if you're nearby, please come out. We'll laugh together, learn more about that, and of course, it's a fundraiser banquet. They're going to have great food. They're going to have 100 volunteer servers. You're not going to go through the buffet. They're going to bring the meal there. It's going to be a wonderful event.
Well, September will be here before you know it, too. So
that's true, and please pray for that event. You know, AFR, one of the largest pro-family ministries, one of the largest pro-life ministries, and we really are all about the sanctity of human life. Pray for this center, Sinla. That's the center there, Sinla Pregnancy Center, based in Alexandria, Louisiana, and the event's going to be in Alexandria.
All right. That's a great town. I was down there several years ago. Man, one of the friendliest towns I've ever been in.
It really is.
I love it.
Mm. Yeah.
It is.
I wish people in Louisiana had interesting food. That's the only thing. I just wish they had something like boudin or gumbo or crawfish.
A little bit of gator.
Yeah, a little bit of gator.
Like fishy chicken.
That's right, fishy chicken. Yeah, great food, of course, great people, and I can't wait.
All right, let's go ahead and reset our questions. Brother Bert, you start us off. I'll go, and then JJ will bring up the rear on the questions. We'll get back to the phones.
I just have two questions left. How many signers of the Declaration of Independence became president, and who were they? And the other question is, and it's a true or false, the Grand Canyon is larger than the state of Rhode Island. Is this true or false?
All right. I have one question remaining, and I will add one since we're inside the last 25 minutes. One of my original questions, the movie Rocky, starring Sylvester Stallone, was based on the real life of what relatively unknown boxer? And this is from his 1975 fight with Muhammad Ali. What was the name of the real-life boxer upon which the movie Rocky was based? And here's the question I'll add. If I'm visiting the ancient city of Petra, what country am I in? If I'm visiting the ancient city of Petra, what country am I in?
Oh, that's good. Here's what I've got. First question, true or false. A can of Diet Coke will float in water, but a can of regular Coca-Cola will sink. So you're standing on the edge of the pond. You have a can of Diet Coke in one hand. You know, and they're full. Can of Diet Coke in one hand. Can of regular Coke. You toss those both in the pond. The Diet Coke will float, and the regular Coke will sink. Is that true or false?
I just got one question. Why would you throw them in the lake?
Hey, there you go, Brother Bert. Now, here's the second question. Happy birthday to the Army. Just had their 250th birthday. So an Army question. What rank in the U.S. Army is just above the rank of first lieutenant? So you've worked hard. You've earned first lieutenant. Then what's the next rank that you can get? And then I'm going to add one. I'm going to need some help. I should have got – how do you pronounce that town?
That's Myanmar.
Myanmar. Thank you. So the Asian nation of Myanmar changed its name in 1989. What is it called now? And you know their new name. You know what it is. The Asian nation of Myanmar changed its name in 1989. What is it now called?
I just want to put a plug in for Exploring Missions. We've interviewed some folks that were from there. They came from there and ministered there. It's a great country.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
yeah. Right.
Yep, that's right.
All right, let's take us to the phones, Brother
Let's
Bert.
Go to Arkansas. Corbin, thank you for calling.
Yeah, hi.
Hi. What part of Arkansas are you from?
Hunter, Arkansas.
Okay.
Hunter?
Hunter. That's what I understood.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to?
We have about 100 people.
Okay. Oh, that's great.
Nobody move in to make it 101. You don't want to mess that up. You know, keep it even.
Right.
Hey, Corbin, you want to answer, ask, or both?
Both.
Okay. Which question you want to answer?
The Coke question.
Oh, good. People are wondering about this. It's true or false. A can of Diet Coke will float in water, but a can of regular Coca-Cola will sink. Is that true or false, Corbin?
True.
It is 100% true. And the reason they said because of its sugar content. And I didn't even, it said on there because of its sugar content. I don't know if they're saying more or less, or
I think the sugar weighs more than the artificial sweetener.
And that's why
that they
sinks.
Add. I think I've read that before.
Yeah.
So.
Well, Corbin, did you know that because you've tried it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm just wondering the motivation for throwing those both in the lake.
What did you say? How'd you know it, Corbin? Did you guess or did you know it?
Because when I heard on the radio, I went in the house, grabbed Diet Coke and regular Coke and lobbed in the pool.
You really did?
Oh, wow. Wow, man.
Wow.
So now you have a can of Coke at the bottom of the pool?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good to say, hey, I'm going to do a science experiment.
That's right.
In real
Learning
time.
University,
hey,
JJ.
I got to tell you guys this. When I saw this question, I remember 10 or 15 years ago, Tim, I wish he was here to try to remember this, but I just threw something out there, just made up off the top of my head, and I said, you know, one of my questions, I said, true or false, if you put mayonnaise on a ranch Dorito chip, it's flammable. And I just put that on there and just kept on rolling. Well, then somebody answered or whatever, and then I did it. Well, then I got so many emails that somebody said, I'm glad you gave the answer because I was going to try that. There's a lot of rednecks out there like, hey, as soon as I got off work, I was going to get me a ranch Dorito, put a little mayonnaise on there.
See if it lit it on fire?
Well, then I said, okay, I'm on to something. And that's when I started adding a true or false question all those years ago.
Oh,
the first one, just because it seemed like it created so much interest to people. Like, well, I want to hang on and see what the answer to that
is. I've always
that's when I wanted to try to do one like, you don't really know if this is true or false.
And that's why I've always said you have the best true false questions, because it sounds true enough to make you think that could be true, but then there's a little hint of wackiness to it, your questions, that you go, nah, I don't know.
You're always on the fence.
You always tell me,
you say, that's so wackadoodle, but it's so much so, it just might be true. Hey, it caused Corbin in real time to go out there and do an experiment.
And reason is, you'd only be wrong one time on that question.
Hey, Corbin, great job. No kidding for you to go out there and try that in the pool. You absolutely knew the right answer. There's no question about that. He didn't need a lifeline.
And, Corbin, I was going to ask a true-false question about a dog and a cat, that the dog will swim, but the cat will sink. Why don't you go ahead and try that and get right back to us?
Hey, or throw the dog up in the air, see if he lands on his feet. Hey, Corbin, what's your question for us?
Is flour flammable?
Okay, there's your question, JJ.
Okay, depends on if you put it on a ranch Dorito with mayonnaise.
Okay, now I'm not sure exactly if this is answering the question. I know that in the case of a grease fire, you're not supposed to throw flour on it. I don't know if it's because of the flour itself or the dust, but I think the answer is yes, because I've read that it will go up in flames, and the air will, wherever the flour is in the air.
So let's go with he sounds pretty confident. Let's go with you.
All right, am I right on that, Corbin?
Yep. Flour is highly flammable.
Wow. Who knew? And we're putting that in our bodies.
and with Louisiana hot sauce.
Hey, thank you for listening to AFR. Have a great weekend there, and happy summer in Arkansas.
Way to go, Corbin. Great. Well,
that was great work.
Let's go to Mississippi and talk to Lucy, who is 11 years old. Is that right, Lucy?
Yes.
Wow. Well, thank you for calling. Are you going to summer school or are you out of school?
I'm out of school.
Great.
Lucy,
I know you're enjoying it.
Have you had a chance to go to VBS?
What?
Have you had a chance to go to Vacation Bible School?
Yes, but I didn't accept it.
Yeah. Well, hey, I hope you have fun this summer riding your bike, swimming with your friends, and just getting together with your family. And, hey, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to ask.
Okay. Ask your question.
Okay. It's going to be a riddle, okay?
We're ready.
That's fine.
You can always see it, but you never acknowledge it. What is it?
You always see it and never acknowledge it.
Ooh,
yes.
Always see it, but never. I'm terrible at these. I've already knew the answer to one on this show, and that's
your limit.
That is my limit.
You can always see it,
but you never acknowledge.
But you never acknowledge it.
Is IET?
Oh, there you go. You
can IT.
I don't know.
We're stumped.
According to what the IT is.
Yeah, you stumped us, Lucy. What's the answer?
A nose.
Yeah.
You always see it. Okay, I'm not. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Thanks, Lucy. Thank you for listening to AFR. Tell your family we said thank you for listening to American Family Radio there in your home.
Okay, let's go to Kansas and talk to Tom. Tom, thank you for calling.
Good morning, professors. How are you?
Doing well.
Doing well.
Yeah, how's things in Kansas for you?
Well, right now it's kind of warm, but still got to go mowing.
Oh, so you got to go mowing. And what town will you be mowing your grass? Where do you live in Kansas?
In Topeka.
Ooh, yeah, Topeka. Good area. All right. Hey, Tom, you talked
the capital.
Talked about it being hot, and I don't want to say anything to be too discouraging to people, but here in Tupelo, Mississippi, where we live, we have this awesome petting zoo, and it was so hot here yesterday, Tom, their water buffalo evaporated. So sad. I feel bad for the kids that were there when it happened. Tom, that'd be hard to unsee.
Hey, moving on real quickly. Hey, Tom, you got a – which one do you want to answer?
Well, I think the one that I wanted to answer was already answered, but I'll go with the Grand Canyon.
Okay.
Right, that's yours.
Here it is. The Grand Canyon is larger than the state of Rhode Island. Is that true?
True.
True. That is exactly right.
It's larger than the state of Rhode Island.
I've got the square mileage here. This is amazing. I saw that. I'll just... You know,
that's a great true-false question.
Rhode Island square miles is 1,545. The square miles at the Grand Canyon is 1,904 square miles.
Wow. Remarkable.
So
Rhode Island is tiny. Yeah.
And you can drive all at one point all the way across Rhode Island in 45 minutes.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, it is that small, you know. So when
it's
Roger
like 38 miles
Williams
wide
that,
or something, and you know, so wow, like a little taller.
That's it. Well, did you know that for sure, Tom, or did you just guess or no?
I'm from Massachusetts.
Okay.
And I drove by the Grand Canyon, and just being 77 years old, I kind of learned a lot over the years.
Hey, well, listen, that Grand Canyon, that's the biggest ditch I've ever seen. It is something else. So.
Hey, Tom, do you have a question for us?
Yes. Well, I've been, this is a first time call for me.
So, all right, good.
There is a nut that holds the main rotor on a helicopter. What is the name that they refer to it as?
On one of the programs that I was in with y'all guys, that was asked, and I can't remember.
My brother-in-law he was a door gunner in the helicopter, and I think it's called the Jesus Nut. I want to say that's what it's called.
I think you're right. I remember talking about that.
All right. I'm going with JJ. He has an uncanny ability to pull these out of nowhere. How about the Jesus Nut, Tom?
That is correct.
Woo, way to go, JJ. Yeah.
Now, why is it called
that's
that?
That Zach Anderson gets the credit for that because it's so critical and it's the main thing they have to check it. And if that thing comes off, you're going to meet Jesus.
Yeah.
I think that's what the adage is.
Okay. Well,
when he first started that question, do you know a nut? And I thought of JJ Jasper. And I was, but I'm
well, you
glad,
were on the right
I'm
track.
Glad, yeah, I'm glad I waited until he finished his question. Way to go, Tom.
Hey, Tom, are you in the military?
I spent 33 years in the Air Force.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
We salute you.
Amen.
Thank you for your
do.
Service. Well, God bless you, buddy. Have a great weekend, and I hope no water buffaloes evaporate there in Topeka.
Okay. Well, let's go to Ohio and talk to Joseph. Joseph, thank you for calling.
Thank you for taking our call.
That's a great name, Joseph, in the Old or New Testament. Whichever one you was named after, you got it made,
That's
man.
That's good.
It's my grandpa.
Okay.
I'll take the other.
Who'd you say you were with?
My wife, Carol, and I are here, and our daughter, the three of us, had a great time down at Activate.
Wonderful. Great.
Yeah.
Fantastic people. So I'd like to do both.
Okay. All right, Joseph. Well, thank you, first of all, for the and praise God for the blessings that people receive from the Activate Conference. There's a lot of prayer for that, and we love the people who came. So thank you for that. And so what question would you like to try to answer, Joseph?
The one about Petra.
Okay. Here's the question. If I'm visiting the ancient city of Petra, which country am I in?
I would say Jordan.
It is. It's Jordan, the country of Jordan.
Wow, nicely done.
Across the river.
Across the river.
Yeah, I thought it was a band.
Your 80s is showing.
The Christian.
Do you remember them, Jake?
Yeah, I love Petra. To this day, I have them on my Spotify list.
They were kind of the cutting edge.
They were right.
Yeah. Hey, have you ever been to Jordan or to Petra or to the nation of Israel, Joseph?
Carol and I went to Israel back in 2018.
Okay.
And it was wonderful. Never made it to Jordan, though.
Yeah. I think that's whenever Jesus was saying to Peter, you know, you're going to be about the church on this rock. But I think Petra, isn't that the original word? Isn't that for Peter?
Petra is.
It means rock.
Yeah. And I got a chance on Joseph on two separate occasions as a journalist, went to Israel on one trip and to Jordan on the other. And we went to Petra. And if you've ever seen the movie Raiders of the Lost Ark, I think it's, I'm not sure which movie. I want to say it's the third movie, perhaps, with Sean Connery. There's a part of the movie that's actually set in Petra, and you walk through this winding, very, very tall canyon, and you come around a turn, and the sun is shining on this magnificent building that is sculpted right out of the rock. It's just a beautiful place.
And you got to see that?
Oh, yeah, I got to see that. I took plenty of pictures. If you ever get a chance to go, Joseph, and it's peaceful there in the Middle East, Jordan is a great visit, and Petra is part of it.
The funny part of it, or amazing part, if you were going from Judea and going to Nazareth, you would cross over. Good Jews crossed over the river and went up what is modern-day Jordan and then crossed back in it to get to Nazareth.
They didn't want
to go through Samaria,
no.
But Jesus did.
Amen.
Jesus did.
And talked to a woman of all people.
Of all people.
In that day. there, the woman at the well, and when you know a little bit of the background, you see how, boy, he really did come to seek and save
Amen.
That which was lost.
What an appointment.
Luke 19:10.
Yes. Amen. Hey, what's your question for us, Joseph?
I'm going to make it quick because I'd like to leave a minute for my wife to say hi.
Okay.
But this is for J.J. Esper. If you remember going over to the food truck and helping a guy trying to juggle three Philly steak sandwiches, and he went over and grabbed one and took it to my wife. Thank you so much, brother.
Oh, Joseph, it was well, thank you for, again, for you and your family to come to the Activate Summit. And I do, now that you said that, I do remember that. You had your hands full, glad to help, and it was a real honor to meet you and your wife and your daughter. And, boy, I tell you, our listeners are the best. Joseph, I'm going to put you on the spot. Since you guys came and heard the speakers, met a lot of the staff, would you recommend this for next year for the ones who are not able to attend?
Definitely. Definitely. It was just amazing. God had so many appointments. We got to meet so many, and y'all are real people. And even though we hear you on the radio every day nationwide, want to say a special hi to Todd Herman. He was, kept running into him and really enjoyed meeting him, but also everyone. We met Pastor Joseph Parker. We met, Abe, but I want to leave Carol to say a quick hi.
Yeah, okay. Hi, right. Carol.
Well, hello to you all, and we've had the privilege of meeting some of you at earlier conferences, Alex McFarland's, and just the conferences you've had here in Columbus, Ohio, and we want to thank you for how you reach out to the listeners in so many states. It's just fantastic, and so a big, big thanks to Wesley, because I heard this advertisement maybe a year ago that he had a dream, put this together, and I grabbed onto it, and I said, Joe, how about if we go? And it's right on my birthday.
Oh, wonderful.
Carol, thank you. Thank you, Joseph.
So he surprised me. He had flowers in the room and everything. But I have to say that it's just wonderful to meet all of you. And I was able to talk with Sandy Rios and ask if she had any prayer requests. It was just wonderful. I got to talk with Tina Griffin, and she reminds me to listen in on the next exciting adventure that she's going to share. But, you know, you keep us in the Word. You want us to know God's Word well enough that we will not be deceived.
Amen.
So we just say to all of you, thank you. Thank you so
well,
much.
Thank you. For
all
thank you for those kind words.
You made our
hey,
day.
We are just great. About out of time. Joseph, did you have a question or did we already do that?
Yeah, we did.
I was going to. JJ helping me with the sandwiches. Into
oh, okay. Oh, that was right. Yes. Well, hey, well, you guys ended the show so nicely. We just can't say thank you enough for your kind words. And please pray for this ministry.
Amen. Thank you, guys. That was just so encouraging. Well, folks, we are out of time. So we've got to, any questions that are unanswered, we got to give the answers
Brother
to
Bert,
them.
Okay. No,
just one. How many signers of the Declaration of Independence became president? Who were they? John Adams and Thomas Jefferson.
All right, the movie Rocky was based on the real-life story of a relatively unknown boxer, Chuck Wepner, who had a 1975 fight with Muhammad Ali and went the distance with the champ.
Right after First Lieutenant is Captain, and then the Asian nation of Myanmar. Myanmar. What's the what are they? What is called now?
Well, it used to be called Burma.
Yeah, it's Burma. It is okay. called okay. Burma.
It was Burma, and now it's called Myanmar.
Oh, did I get that
yeah,
wrong?
Yeah, it's right the opposite of that.
Okay, good.
It is.
All right, folks, that's all the time we have for Trivia Friday. More great programming directly ahead. Lord willing, we will see you right back here on Monday.